This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
But we're continuing on with yesterday's Detroit Pistons win over the Boston Celtics 117-97 last night. That's the eighth straight victory for J.B. Bickerstaff's Pistons. But we're hearing now from Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, who was asked about one of his players, All-Star Jaylen Brown, not participating in yesterday's contest.
In terms of Jaylen, was there any shot of him playing, or was
he pretty banged up? I mean, he's feeling a little bit better. He was pretty banged up, though, you know, from last night. So, you know, he's just doing what's best for him.
No word yet on whether or not Brown will be active for Friday's game against the Cavaliers.
And I want him. I want him to be active. I want Darius to play. I want Porzingis to play. He's one they've kind of been managing his minutes all year. Because obviously they're the defending champs, like they're not really worried all that much, especially because the Cavs have made it so impossible for them to be caught. That, you know, the Celtics clearly are going to have to punt now on trying to get the number one seed. So I hope that they play. I just, there's some lingering doubt about Friday night because they play the Nuggets on Sunday. And I think in a way, like, they could see that as an NBA Finals matchup.
I think
they're going to be.
Now, I can see where you're coming from because maybe would the Cavs would have more confidence if they go into Boston and beat a full strength Boston Celtics
yes,
team,
and we
if
all the Celtics, would we not?
And you can prevent that from happening just by resting somebody. Maybe you do that, but also
which would suck
if the
which
Cavs totally go into suck. Boston and beat a Celtics team, even that maybe isn't at full strength. They're going to gain confidence just by winning in that building because that is the one thing that if you want to check off the boxes of things that the Cavs, and I understand that they actually did this in the postseason last year, but if you want to check off the boxes of things that you would like to see them do in the regular season, winning in Boston, winning a game in that building is probably the most important thing left, probably the only thing they haven't done this year. And yeah, that might not matter because ultimately if they just win all their home games in the postseason, they could be NBA champions and they might not need to win a road game. But I think that you would still like to see them do that. But if I'm Boston, I don't know that I play Jaylen Brown. I selfishly hope everybody plays because I think that would give us, one, the most information about this team, and two, make for the best game.
It's funny. The last two nationally televised games, like, hey, let's get Cavs on national TV. Game's over 15 minutes in. Game's over 20 minutes in.
Not Sunday against Memphis. Like, that game wasn't over early.
Yeah,
I mean, Memphis fought back. But
Stephen A., after that Knicks game, is like, you just made me sit through that entire game. Basically, he's saying, yeah, a bunch of people turned it off.
Yeah, I mean, but can you, I don't want to say can you blame them, but if you're a Cavs fan, I do think that you're loving this. That this is the most fun, I think, that Cavs fans have probably ever had about a regular season. Now, postseason stuff is obviously different, and I was in high school during the 08-09 season when they won 66 games, but to me, watching this style of basketball, the fact that it's not so it doesn't revolve around one person the way that it did with LeBron back then, I think makes it a little bit more of a fun watch on a night-to-night basis.
It is really fun to be content with victory midway through around the third or fourth quarter.
I mean, if it goes that long.
Now, one team that hasn't basked in that feeling a lot this season The Philadelphia 76ers, who lost last night 110 to 105 to the New York Knicks. A game in which, I'm noting this out, Paul George, not a bad night. 25 points, got it going in the second half. And the reason I bring him up is because yesterday he made an announcement. For the time being, he is no longer Podcast P.
Want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out, give ourselves a chance to be in contentions to compete for a championship. I won't front. I look forward to us three being back together and doing this as we once started this.
Is this the first time a player has retired from podcasting to focus on basketball?
You know, they need, man, how many games in a row have they lost?
Nine.
Holy cow.
They are so bad. The fact that the Cavs lost to them is comical at this point. I would just like to congratulate Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo for influencing this, because those guys called this out.
They've been
on their Sunday
out,
night
yeah.
pod this past week, and then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, this happens. I find it hilarious. The fact that his season was going as poorly as it has, where he's been bad and the Sixers have been worse, and it took until now where they're how many games below 500, how many games out of 10th in the East are they in a bad Eastern Conference objectively, for him to say, you know what, maybe it's time for me to focus on basketball when the season's already lost. Like, it's just funny.
He's averaging 16 a game. He's always been a really good three-point shooter. He's down to 35%, and from the field at 6'8", it's really hard at 6'8". To shoot 43%
yeah.
from the field. So it's been an abysmal year. I don't listen to any of these athlete podcasts.
No.
I never have. Now, you know, road tripping, when those guys were doing that, we were using that because, you know, the regular season was a regular season. It was something we could get excited about.
Well, and
those
it was
guys.
About the Cavs.
And yeah, sure. I don't listen to any of these. There is one guy I think could do a podcast really well that I think Browns fans would not want to hear right now. But Myles Garrett would be a great podcaster.
I don't think so.
He's got a lot to say. Have you ever put? We've got a chance to pull him aside.
I think he would be good to have interviewed. I don't think he'd be a good podcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
podcast host.
I think he's got a lot of... I remember the first time...
The LeBron stuff that he gave us.
The Kevin Durant stuff that he gave us years ago. Like, that guy has a ton of opinions.
He'd be a good guest. I think he'd be a good guest. I don't think he'd be a great podcast host.
And that transitions us to the NFL, where we were at the Combine yesterday. Some draft news potentially here, as Abdul Carter, who some have suspected to be the number one overall pick in this draft, may need upcoming surgery as tests came up that he had a stress reaction in his right foot. Now, the recovery time for that surgery would be about 8 weeks, and it could determine whether or not, of course, he competes at Pro Day. Now, this is ESPN's Matt Miller yesterday on NFL Live talking about the prospects of Carter.
I don't think it's going to be like Micah Parsons, where he plays two positions right out of the gate. I think he's going to come into the NFL as an edge rusher. Micah Parsons now is who I think Abdul Carter can become. He said he's going to be a game changer. I absolutely agree with him. He is by far the best player in this draft. And I think the rookie who has the best traits to come in and be that day one guy that the Titans need.
So Abdul Carter is somebody who I think Browns fans are starting to salivate, especially if they don't. If they don't like either Shador Sanders or Cam Ward. I know there was a lot of Cam Ward buzz yesterday. But, you know, it's been 1 year. It's been one really outstanding year for Abdul Carter. And it's hard. Is it because he is so, so very special? Or is he just the next in the line of another Penn State, you know, edge rusher that can put up big numbers? He was banged up in the playoffs last year. Still had some great moments. And then his last game, he was pretty much nowhere to be found.
But even, I don't know that I would say he was nowhere to be found against Notre Dame. Like, I thought he played really well. I thought Notre Dame did a good job of trying to go away from him and out-scheming him. And part of it was, when you're playing defensive end and you're essentially playing with one arm, it's a difficult position to be in. Like, if he has two good arms, I think Penn State wins that game. I think that they win that game because partially he recovers a fumble at the end of the half that he just couldn't grab because his right arm didn't work. Or left arm didn't work, but I think that he showed me how dominant he can be because of all of everything that Notre Dame in that game had to allocate to stop him, and he wasn't even close to healthy.
One thing I do see that's happening with Browns fans, because they don't like the quarterbacks, a lot of them, the ones that don't, I feel like they're elevating Abdul Carter as if he's Myles Garrett coming out, and he is not in that stratosphere of a prospect. So I think we got to be careful here.
What stratosphere do you think he is in?
I think he's good. Like, this is what happens with pass rushers, though. Like, I remember Vernon Golston. He was like, Vernon Golston, amazing. He's on Ohio State. Look at how teams scheme against him. And he's a different type of player. He's 270. And Abdul admitted he was 248 the other day, which is scaring some people. But TJ Watt's 250. Like, so I don't think that's the end all.
Sure.
But I think you got to be careful just because you don't like the quarterbacks. I remember going into this year, a lot of pundits were like, the blue chippers this year are nowhere near the blue chippers in other years. And that includes not just the quarterbacks. Like, so this is one great year out of Abdul Carter. Is it something you could see transcending, you know, at the next level? And I'm just a little hesitant to go there.
And finally, some sad news overnight. You might have to put in your Hoosiers Blu-ray for this evening because Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman passed away, according to reports yesterday, at the age of 95. I mean, obviously, this is a tough break for a lot of sports movie fans like myself who consider Hoosiers to be one of the best of all time.
I've seen so many other movies way more than Hoosiers. I do know that we're on a sports talk station, and like Ken would find that sacrilegious. Yes. He's quoted Hoosiers up and down. I'm not a big sports movie guy, which I don't know. I don't know why that is.
I mean, I've seen Hoosiers a couple times. Yeah.
I think it's just because for sports, like if you're in the sports world, Hoosiers is referenced so much
right.
that I've kind of been tired of it. But his career is one of the like sleepy elite level careers. And he just walked away. Just walked away from Hollywood, from movies. Where was he living?
New Mexico. Yep.
Good for him. I mean, what a great life this guy lived. Obviously incredibly accomplished. His career is, you know, I don't know if it's second to none, but it's up there. I mean, he is one of the best actors of all time.
Really, really fun watch of a movie that is not a good movie is Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide is not a good movie. Like,
how dare you?
Like, critically, it's not
there
a good movie.
Sports movie.
But I absolutely love I love that movie. I love the overt racism by Hackman in that movie throughout, paired up with Denzel Washington. And James Gandolfini is in there. Young.
Before we go.
James Gandolfini.
Here you go. Power rank your top three overtly racist movies.
Oh, Birth of a Nation, number one. Watched that in African American Studies way back in the day at OU. That was The Godfather. Godfather is so racist in every way. And then you got to put Goodfellas. Really, really racist. Casino has some racism. Really, just all the mobster movies.
Sounds like a guy who's a two-time back-to-back Italian-American Man of the Year. Not very happy with what was going to.
Calls him as I sees him.
Yeah, yeah.
French Connection, also really good, just Gene Hackman movie.
Not a good racist movie, though.
You got to, there might be some elements of it. I have to go back and watch. It's been a while. That's a really good movie. All right, R.I.P. To Gene Hackman, who was terrific in many ways for like the better part of 50 years.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.